He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, April 14th, and today is the day the Texans released their 2009 schedule. Yes, this schedule is jam-packed with exciting games. Texans have their home opener against the New York Jets. Then they will play a Monday night football game against the Tennessee Titans. And then they close the season at home against the New England Patriots. Now, their first four games are a lot easier than last year. Of course, they have that first home game against the Jets. Then they go play Tennessee. But then they come back home. And then they have Jags and Raiders. So the Texans could likely end up 3-1 after their first four games, which is quite different than 0-4 last season. Here to talk about this new schedule are Eric Winston and David Anderson. They gave their thoughts about which defenses they think will be toughest to face and how they think they'll be hyped up for that Monday night football game. They also talked about the crucial AFC South stretch. Yes, that's when the Texans play the Colts at Indy and then have the bye week, come home and play the Titans and Colts. That Titans game, of course, a Monday nighter. So very crucial stretch for the Texans and probably could determine if they go to the playoffs. So here I am with Eric Winston and David Anderson talking about the Texans' newly released 2009 schedule.
Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is right tackle Eric Winston, wide receiver David Anderson. And on Tuesday, the Texans released their 2009 schedule. I'm going to go through some of the highlights. They have their home opener against the New York Jets. They play a Monday night game at home against the Tennessee Titans. And they finish with a home game against the New England Patriots. This is a pretty exciting schedule. We'll start from the beginning. Eric, what do you think about that first home game against the Jets?
I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Anytime you're playing a team with a coaching change, it's hard to prepare for it because they're not going to show you everything in the preseason. But at the same time, he was the DC of Baltimore, so we're going to know a little bit what they're going to do. They played here last year. I'm sure they're going to try to do the same kind of things to confuse us. Of course, they didn't play against Matt Schaub either. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a little different. We're going to be a little bit more experienced. I think the offensive line, having that time against a team like Baltimore and knowing what kind of things they're going to try to do to confuse us, I think we'll be a little bit more prepared than usual than what you would be going against a new coach. So it's going to be a fun game. They're going to be a good team. They're going to be a good team all season, I think. But it's going to be a good challenge, and I just glad it's home.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Rex Ryan is like as the head coach. David, it looks like the Texans' first four games are a lot easier than they were last year. You have the Jets, then you have the Titans away, you have the Jaguars at home, and then the Raiders at home. That's the fourth game.
As much as I like going back to California to see my family, I can't put up with another game with those seagulls that perch up atop in the Oakland Coliseum. But, 3 out of 4 at home, better than starting off in Pittsburgh and dealing with that part of the schedule. Hopefully we don't have any situations here, no hurricanes or anything like that to defer us in the first couple of weeks. But I think, this is a much more friendly schedule than we had last year. And, I'm excited to get the season started, let alone get, 3 out of my first 4 games at home. That's going to be fun.
Well, what will be interesting is the big cold weather game. That will be playing the Buffalo Bills in October. I mean, what do you guys think of those cold weather games?
We won in December in Green Bay, so I'm not too scared about the cold. I played out at Colorado State. I know Eric might not have the same experience being from Miami, but, I've never been in Buffalo. I think it's going to be fun no matter what.
All right, now the big one, the Monday night football game against the Titans. I mean, you guys beat the Titans last season. This is obviously a Monday night one. The Texans have done very well on national TV. What do you think about having that scheduled?
I mean, I think it's going to be maybe the biggest game every year, depending on how the season starts for both of our teams. I know Tennessee is always a big rival for us, and it's always a sellout here at home. But having that as a Monday night game and knowing that the atmosphere it was for Jacksonville last year, I think it's going to be Jacksonville times two. I really do. I think it's going to be a complete sellout, and I think if it's the kind of game that we had here last year towards the end of the season, fans, network, everyone's going to be pretty happy about it because it was such a great game. They're going to be a good team again this year, and it's going to be definitely a chance to really solidify ourselves, hopefully, with the start we want to have and to solidify ourselves as a true playoff contender.
Well, the Texans are going to be playing 3 AFC South games right in a row. They have the Colts bye week, then they have the Titans, and then the Colts again. How crucial are those 3 games?
That's going to be a huge 3-game swing. You got to think, you want to win all those because I think if you put yourself in, 3 wins in a row like that, but against who they are, 2 against the Colts, 1 against the Titans, you hate to say worst case scenario, but even 2-1 in that stretch right there as a three games would be huge for us. And I think as you look down to the end of the schedule as well, being able to really springboard yourself off of that bye week, a late bye week it is too, and being able to get some wins off of that would be really crucial.
All right, and then David, you finish with the Patriots. That's a game that's at the end of the season, so it could be a flex schedule game. It could be a Sunday night game, possibly. And talk about facing the Patriots and what kind of team they'll be, obviously, with Tom Brady back.
Yeah, we come back from Miami, I believe, right, and go to home game against the Patriots. It'll be a fun game. I don't think anyone will prefer playing here against the Patriots this time of the year than we did when we went, I think it was my rookie year when we went out to New England. That was a rough game. So, I think it's going to be an awesome game. I'm really excited because I know it's going to have implications for us this year, opposed to the last two years when, our last games were kind of just win them because we should win them and those teams were going into the playoffs. But this year, I think, it's going to be different for us. I know it's going to be different. I know the Pats are, they're most likely probably going to be playing for something too. So it's going to be a, one fun game to end the season on and hopefully springboard us into a playoff season.
Now I'll ask you guys both this question. You faced a lot of tough defenses last season, obviously with the Steelers and the Ravens. Which defenses do you think will be tough this year, Eric?
Well, yes, they Tennessee. I mean, they've been able to last year and just insert guys. And I think that's the true telling of a great defense is when you're able to put guy after guy in there, it doesn't really matter who it is. They know the system and they know how to use the system to their advantage. And you saw that when Haynesworth came out of the lineup last year. They just inserted one of their guys. They never missed a beat. They beat Pittsburgh at home doing that. So, I think they're going to be a tough defense. You got to say the Jets are probably going to be a tough defense. They already got talent over there, and now with Rex Ryan and the way he calls plays, I think catching them early is going to be a real blessing for us because I think they're going to be a tough team all year, but maybe early might be even better. Who knows? You never know how the injuries are going to shape up to. Injuries are such a crucial part of the NFL because there's only 53 guys. So, certain guys, key guys get hurt in certain parts of the season. It makes your schedule a lot easier, a lot harder, depending on where they are and how it happens. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but I definitely think those two defenses coming into this year, it's going to be teams we really have to strap up for.
And David, is there any team that you're thinking that you're excited to get a look at that, you haven't been to a stadium before or just one that you're interested in?
Well, looking at the schedule, I'm excited to play the 49ers, especially at home. They're, a team coming from California, a lot of tradition to play them. It's going to be fun. It would have been cool to play them in San Francisco, but, hey, I'm happy with that game. It's going to be cool to go back to Arizona, real cool stadium, fun place to play. That will be the game where I get to see my family and things like that. But, I don't think the NFL is an amazing experience when you really sit back at it. And, every year you play places where you haven't until you get to be, I think it's probably year six, you almost can play anywhere, everywhere. But, coming from, Colorado State, playing in these NFL stadiums, I can't complain about any of the places, that's for sure.
Well, it'll all be exciting. 2009 schedule released. So, Texans fans, make sure to go get your ticket.
All you Texans,